Okay. Well, my name is Owen. I've been in South Sudan for about 3.5 to 4 years. And I guess what motivates me to stay and continue doing this work is just a sense of responsibility for the people who are in need here. I've seen a lot of need, overwhelming need in this country. And I just feel if you know that there's that kind of, those kinds of needs, that you need to do something about it.
My name is Peter Bilal Paul. I'm the head of logistics for WFP World Sub office.
What does humanitarianism mean to you? Tell us more.
For me, humanitarianism means sacrifice and self-denial. In short, that's how I look at it.
Why did you become an aid worker or humanitarian worker?
I love serving others. And this is connected to the way how I look at humanitarianism. That is self-denial. Mm-hmm. And then you give yourself, you give your time, you do give all your life for the people you serve. You become part of them. So that's why I joined this work.
Okay, tell us one of the most rewarding part in your work.
Yeah, one of the most rewarding part of my work is something to do with during the June or July incident in Wau, the way how the people received that the POC were really suffering, and despite all the risk that was posing on us as workers, we were able to do what we can in order to deliver food, in order to save the life of the children, the lactating women, and the elderly people. So by doing that, I think this is a rewardable things that I look at. When we were able, under rain and hot sun, heat and all this, doing that work, making sure to deliver food for those affected, I think that is rewardable, really.
Could also tell us some of the more challenging aspects of your work also.
The most challenging work of, part of my aspect is, imagine you want to deliver food to those suffering, but access is a problem. But as a logistic, you have to deliver by all means. This is one of the challenging issues that is posing my work. And again, insecurity. With the insecurity, you make sure that these people are suffering, you have to deliver food. This is one of the challenging aspects of my work.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
And we are the custodian of the food that are delivered and distributed to the beneficiaries or to the people we serve. And this food come from abroad, and it passes through a different environment, humidity and the moisture, which can affect that food, which can create a conducive environment for pest breeding. And as we are professional for this, our work is to receive the food, keep it in the store, manage it properly to ensure that when we dispatch it to the people we serve, it is of a good quality. So this is what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us one most memorable experience in your work.
Wow. every day for me, every day is a new day for what I do. I still refer to the two emergencies that erupted in Wau. So I still remember it because the situation was very bad. Children were suffering, lactating women were suffering, and the elderly were suffering. And despite all the risk that was posed on us, yet we were able to deliver under rain, under bad weather, we were able to do that. So I will never forget this.